Time is 8:55, and let's close out the week with this morning's look at the markets from Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jim. The markets are trading a little bit higher here this morning. We're just kind of biding the time. We got a big report out, of course, at 11 o'clock a.m. this morning. The markets closed down hard there in the last couple of minutes yesterday. I think just a lot of uncertainty with some of the outside things going on, and nobody wanted to take a position there prior to the report. So I think we're getting a little bit of that back today. We've got corn up about 5 cents with the July about 350. I'm sorry, yeah, 350, and the December at 371. The beans are up about 3 cents with July at 864, November at 886 and a half. And the wheat's kind of narrowing up the spreads here this morning. The July wheat's up 11 and a quarter at 490 and three quarters. And like, for example, the next March is up about 10 and a half at 525 and three quarters. There were a couple of reports out this morning from overseas. Europe was showing some reduction in production of barley and also on their wheat side of things. I think that's gotten into the wheat market a little bit. Well, we also had Canada out with their statistics, and everything there was pretty much as expected. I think that on our weekly markets right now, we're down about 8.5 cents on the corn, about 31 cents for the beans, and wheat's up one for the week at the current situation. We've got the report out at 11 o'clock. Of course, it includes acreage, planted acres for the various crops, as well as the stocks on hand. Of course, we're most interested here in the corn and soybeans. On the corn acres, the trade's looking for about 88.5 million acres of corn. That would be up about somewhere around 500,000 from the March intentions report. That's kind of where they're at. I think if we come in somewhere, you know, a half to three-quarters of a million acres more, I think that's probably well within the range of what people are expecting. Soybeans, they're expecting 89.7 million acres. That's up about 750,000 from last March report. That's we'll see where the acres are. I think that's definitely a factor. On the stocks, we're looking at 5.2 to 5.3 billion bushels of corn on hand June 1st. And on beans, 1.2 to 1.3 billion, probably somewhere in there, is what the average trade guess is. That's the corn stocks are going to be important to show that we do have some of this good demand. So, barring any announcements on trade, China, trade war rumors, that type of thing, there were some rumors out yesterday that agreement was forthcoming, but we never have seen anything. Barring that, and barring anything that's of a surprise, I think the report's going to show us where we end up today, and we'll know that at 11 o'clock. The report's the key. The limits going into the report, just a reminder, wheat 35 cents, corn 25, beans 75. I could certainly see some expected volatility. And then next week, we've got the holiday in the middle of the week, and July 6th, which is a deadline for the tariffs, is next week as well. So it could be an important week next week. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you very much. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Wrapping up the opening market report for this morning. We'll have another commodity update in about 2 hours. Right now, it is 83 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana, at 77 degrees at Willard Airport. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.